We're back, baby. I know, gone last week, but here we are back again for another Monday. We're going to be talking about Vinland Saga season 2. Hope you watch that because we're going to be talking about that in some detail. Well, as much detail as we usually do. You know how it goes around here. And we'll also touch on the recent 2024 anime nominations and winners. So stick around and let's get into it.
To the I Married a Wee podcast. It's your favorite anime podcast that might be in the minority, but actually kind of really enjoyed this show turning into a farming show for a little bit. We'll get into that a little bit later. Hey, are you new here? Hi, my name's Tom. Been watching anime for some time, and I looped some chick into watching it with me in college. She actually liked it, and I was like, well, that's weird, so let's just go ahead and marry that one. And so I did. And now we talk about it on this podcast and we like her a lot. As a matter of fact, she's right here. What's your name over there?
I'm Danielle.
Danielle, that's right. How are you?
I'm good. I was just telling Tom off mic that there's days I feel like I feel it in my
jibbies.
In my jibbies. Is that what he says on the Pokemon movie? What does he say?
Detective Pikachu, I feel it in my jellies.
My jellies. Yeah. I felt it in my jellies today that That's I could right. do the intro. And look at me, I did.
You did it. And then you looked at me when it was time to do the and you're like, never mind. Yeah, but no, if you end up liking what you listen to today, you should do us a favor. Go ahead and give us a follow and a rating on whatever it is that you're listening to us on if you haven't. And if you want a little bit of a reminder as to what each Monday's episode can be and you happen to be on Instagram all the time, well, you should check us out on there. I Married a Wee Pod on Instagram. One post every Monday, maybe something in between. Not often. I just actually did a Weishwars little motion graphic post. It was kind of fun. No one saw it, but I thought it looked all right.
Yeah, I think we'll just need to throw more into the ether and then, you know.
We just got to post more.
Yeah.
And just like, you know. Anyway, so we might. So you should follow us on there. It was like, you should do this. And then we were talking them out of it for a second. That was pretty odd. And we also have on that Instagram a link tree that'll get you into our Discord. Or if you don't do the Instagram thing, it is in the description of this here episode. We just got a little podcast Discord around here where we just make friends on the internet, talk manga, talk anime, get recommendations from each other. We've got some homies that moved out of the country and are now sharing the travel escapades. Shout out Gabe. So it's just a good time and we're making good friends. So if you want to talk anime with some nice folks, come on in. We've been waiting for you and we're almost kind of sick of waiting for you. So just get on in there, would you? Okay, great.
And now the bot's actually working.
I know. So. And I felt really bad. And actually, you know what? To that point, I got to tell you a big, big shout out. One of the homies was trying to join so many times. And I'm like, what is going on here? Only to realize eventually that it was our bot was not letting people join and get the role of weeb and be able to talk and all that, you know, Discord mumbo jumbo. So big shout out to Backboned Pie 369. Big homie. Tried and tried again and finally is in. Happy to have you. Hope you're enjoying your stay. Speaking of enjoying stays, that reminds me of the people that are not new around here. Hey, if you keep coming back to this podcast, we want to thank you again. We do it all the time because, well, you're the best and we appreciate all the support. So thanks. Hope you're having a good week so far. I only say that because I know someone who's not having a great week because they're a bit of a shithead. Let's get into a little bit of anime news, shall we? Man, Segway King today. We got an anime producer who goes by the name of, Koichiro Ito. I think that came out all right. That's fine. Yeah, a producer on such movies as Your Name, Weathering with You, Suzume, Garden of Words, things of that nature. Well, he happens to be a bit of a shithead, so I'm glad that as far as this article goes, he was doing some stuff with a minor. Not good, especially not a good look when anime's already given out some very bad vibes in certain ways. Looks like this producer wanted to get into some of that, and he's been arrested, so that's good. That's good news.
Oh, that is good news.
Yeah, I feel bad for, obviously, the other person involved.
Said minor.
Hey, at least we got him. You know what I mean?
We got him.
Got him, copy over. I don't know. And speaking of bad news, this is more bad news for you. Good news for me.
Yeah.
We did finally get Konosuba, promo video saying April 10th premiere for season 3.
Oh, God. Can they just stop while they're not ahead?
I'm ready. You're not. That's okay. How fun.
Funny.
Oscar winning Parasite director Bong Joon-ho plans an animated project in Japan.
Oh,
so that's cool. We loved that movie.
That was very good. Oh, we need to talk about the movie we just watched.
Okay, well, let's segue into that right now. We've got my buddy Jiho. I don't work with him anymore. I miss him to death. But I remember when I was working with him, he told me, you got to watch The Wailing. I watched that when I was a kid. And
currently on Netflix.
It was scary. Well, yeah, now it's on Netflix. So we finally watched it. Yeah, we watched a real movie. Can you believe that? And no, it's definitely creepy. It's got some vibes.
It's good.
It's good. Yeah, it's like it's not jump scare horror, which I don't think Korean filmmakers really do. I think that's more of the American thing of just like ADHD flash shit on screen and scream at you.
Yeah, it was more of like a supernatural, creepy feeling.
Yeah.
Very well done.
Really good at like just holding shots too.
Mm-hmm.
Like when it said, oh no, it's coming for you. You'd think, oh, you know, it'll jump at you. No, they like cut to this angle of the rock and this demonic thing is like slowly creeping towards the camera and they just keep holding it. It's like, oof.
Kind of like Ring vibes when she's coming out of the TV and you're like watching it and you like, you know, can't look away.
Wild.
Very good. So if you have Netflix, you should watch it.
Check that one out. And if you haven't watched Parasite, that movie, you should watch that too.
Mm-hmm.
Which to that same thing, the vibe of segues today, Parasite, the anime, and Korea also have something in common, whereas the staff of Parasite the Grey, the South Korean live-action adaption of Parasite, the anime and manga, is revealing its April 5th worldwide premiere on Netflix along with a new visual this past Wednesday. So we're getting a live-action Parasite.
It's a Migi?
Hopefully. We'll see. I'll tell you what, now that the VFX houses are doing pretty damn good on little budgets, this might be pretty sick. The visual's kind of cool.
Yeah, it looks good.
Could be lame, could
Korea's
be great.
Been doing some great stuff lately.
They truly have. It's great. All right. Last thing.
This is more for Faye.
This is for Faye. Well, and it's for the homies. I'm a bit of a using Faye to still enjoy Pokemon kind of guy. the Pokemon Company. I don't know. There's like so many divisions and there's Game Freak and then there's what else? Creatures Inc. And then I don't know what the hell's going on with them. Anyways, they are coming out with an app in 2024, which is this year. If you are listening to this year, hopefully we'll see. And yeah, it's going to be like digital card collection. You can still supposedly scan code cards, but you can purchase in-game booster packs and compete in daily quests to unlock more stuff. You can build decks, play against people around the world. So it seems to be an all-in-one place kind of Pokemon trading card game playing app called Pokemon Trading Card Game Pocket. Cool thing with that is every day you get two packs that you can open up for free. They know what they're doing. It's like handing shit to, it's like, hey, gambling addict, here's $5 and a slot machine. They're like, hey, let's just do the slot machine and then let them put their money in if we give them some free stuff. I am definitely going to be letting Faye open some packs for a little couple dopamine rushes, you know, if she's a good girl, of course. If she's going to be a little stinker, then no, but then I'll open them. It's a win-win, you know? So that's pretty cool. Speaking of pretty cool, my gosh, Vinland Saga season 2. My goodness. Cause we had gone from season 1 and we're like, well, let's watch one episode of season 2. Let's see what we could look forward to. And we were like, what the hell is this? And then we just pocketed it for a bit. A lot of people on the internet, as we had mentioned, they saw the farming thing and they're like, ugh, gross. Ended up being, I think, one of the best moves this show could have done. What a juxtaposition between season 1 and season 2. It's not like we got rid of all the violence. There was still some brutal shit this season. But it allowed us to take our main character, who was, admittedly, season 1 starting to get very annoying. Borderline no personality. It was just like a psychopath who just killed anything in his wake, which is what he was.
Mm-hmm.
And now we finally get a little glimpse into his psyche. And I dare say becoming a better person.
Yeah. I think really this was the only direction, if I dare say, season two could have gone.
Because you may.
I think season one was so exhaustive with, you know, the war, conquering, you know, Canute and what he's trying to accomplish. And then obviously, I don't know why you wouldn't have seen season one if you're listening to us talking about season two. But, you know, after Askeladd dies and then Thorfinn is put into slavery as punishment instead of being killed, where else is the show going to go? Because I remember we may have mentioned on when we talked about Vinland Saga season one, how people were saying, oh, season two sucks because there's no violence. And where's all the war and the action? It's like, well, he's a slave. What do you want?
Yeah, what do you want from the guy? They wanted John Wick. They wanted him to just bust out and then keep crushing skulls, which, sure, whatever. There's certainly opportunities in the show that still take advantage of that. And to that point, yeah, no, obviously spoilers inbound because this is a season two talk. If you are listening to us and you haven't watched either season, I mean, we really much, very much appreciate it, but this is going to be just, you're not going to know what the heck's going on. So we recommend it. I'll go ahead and say that right away.
Yeah. And a great show where you don't, I think it's better if you don't have spoilers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%. Yeah. You don't want.
So sorry. Yeah. If you haven't watched, I just said Askeladd dies. Sorry.
That's a pretty big one, but I mean, let's face it. In the world of Vinland Saga, would we expect anything less?
Yeah, it's true.
So Thorfinn taking over this season was very interesting, especially considering like, I don't know. It's just, of course, if you just develop a character that you think of as just starting to become such an annoyance in season one, mm-hmm. I had written him off. So it was a very, very welcome thing. At the start of this, very happy about it. Now, what is season two mostly covering? Really diving deep into Thorfinn's emptiness, which is now his drive. Like, he's just so devoid of emotion. He's got all this regret. He's fueled by hate. Well, they stripped all of the hate from him when he became a slave, and now he's working on these farms. So it's like, yeah, holy shit, what's
and
he going to do?
And Askeladd being dead.
Still shows up. As a mental mentor, if I dare say. We're daring to say a lot.
Dementor.
Any Harry Potter fans out there? And just kind of a big overarching thing of can a person change is the big question this season.
And I think dealing with the guilt of every life that Thorfinn had taken, innocent or, you know, out of the, I guess, grips of war, you know, having to deal with reconciling those feelings. And living better, I guess, after you've come to that realization, I think was the biggest overarching point.
Oh, in a very, very exaggerated, violent way, I think this show is just becoming an adult. I think the rambunctiousness of, obviously not like the killing and the Viking stuff of the show, but like rambunctiousness when you're young. And it's just like you do a bunch of stuff just to test the limits and you do all this stuff and you get really set in your way, like, not set in your ways. I guess that's an older thing, but like, I don't know. You're very quick to kind of just judge what you're seeing and doing all this. And this is just a very nice showcase of him growing up, him taking on the thing. Because assuming people can change is a very mature thing, right? A lot of people, when they instantly don't like someone, whether it be on the internet, TV, whatever, it doesn't matter, stick to those guns and call it a day. Us included, some reviews, Mommy Nanami, it's like, I look at her, I'm like, inexcusable. Can she change? I don't know. Because it's the guy who we know writes Rent a Girlfriend. No, she's not going to change. But maybe the author will change and then she will. You never know. So change is out there. So it's a good. You don't know where you're going to get your good messages nowadays. And Vinland Saga 2 is trying to serve it up. Mm-hmm. Very, I think we had already said this. Very Megalobox-esque.
Mm-hmm.
Was one of my favorite things was the fact that Megalobox had kind of that same exact energetic first season. Fights, cool, the rise of this underdog, awesome. And then season two, we get like this grim tale of him just...
on drugs, the aftermath of having the fame and fortune of winning.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Megalobox is one of those shows that you watch and you're like, that's why Britney Spears cut all of her hair off. You know what I mean? It's just really an exploration and like, yeah, I guess I've never really thought that way. I'm loving any show that gets us inward looking. Vinland Saga is one of them. And it's already a huge one for me, and which we're going to end up talking about it a little bit later. But very, very disappointed that it didn't take Anime of the Year.
Anything, yeah.
We have to watch more on that list, so I can't define that. But as we had already talked about and some folks didn't like, Jujutsu Season 2 was good, but I don't... award shows are popularity contests. It mm-hmm. makes sense, but I don't think that that should have took it.
Yes, I can agree.
Great show, but it's not Anime of the Year. To me personally, maybe it is to someone else. I don't know.
Yeah, not to... excuse me, while we're talking about it.
Of course.
I mean, Vinland Saga Season 2 was nominated for Anime of the Year, Best Continuing Series, Best Cinematography, Best Drama, Best Main Character, i.e. Thorfinn.
Yep.
Didn't get a winner in any of those categories.
Which is just...
So that's a little sad that it didn't get anything.
Yeah, give it something, you know what I mean?
And let me just...
But this is voted on, right? I think this is a voted on type of awards.
Yeah,
so it's all about popularity.
Yeah, which that's what I said when I heard that Vinland Saga didn't win anything. You know, in my mind, just like, okay, well, of course, Jujutsu Kaisen just swept because it, you know, it's a shonen, very popular. Everyone and their brother watched it when it was coming out. So
I wonder if, like, as they're going through all of the categories on those awards that night, if they get down to, because then the categories start getting a little wild. After, like, best opening, best ending, it goes into best voice performance, Japanese, English, Castilian, Latin, Spanish, Portuguese. Does everyone just leave, you think? They're like, okay, I'm over it. No, I mean, shout out to the voice actors, but I would definitely not stay in my seat. I'd be out of there. No, cinematography was great on this one. I think they got very artsy because, again, you're going to take
for
out
Vinland.
The action. Yeah. If you were going to take the action out, they needed to do something to keep your attention. And they got real artsy with a lot of this stuff. But one of my favorite sequences from this season was when their farm gets destroyed, which not cool.
Oh, yes.
Not cool. Him and his homie. Why am I blanking on Einar? Which, man, what a...
He replaced annoying Thorfinn in season one for me.
Yeah. I was like... Interesting. Like, well, firstly, when I saw him, like, this guy's gonna suck, but he had his divining moments. I think it was mm-hmm. cool. So, and they were a great pair. But anyways, the moment where their farm's destroyed, they go up to these guys and they're like, and Einar can't even handle his rage, and Thorfinn's like, dude, this is nothing. Okay, I've been very angry before, and so they go over there, they get into a fight, and one of the best parts of this entire season was Thorfinn gets knocked out. I think it was actually an episode ender, wasn't it?
It was either an ender or a beginning. I can't remember where it landed.
All I know for sure is that it resulted in him landing in the dirt. Then he starts dreaming, and you're instantly like, oh, it's got to be a dream, as he's, like, transported, and he's no longer a slave. He's free again, and it just brings him back to a more, optimal time for him, I would say.
Seeing his papa.
Seeing, you know, Thorfinn. That's the best part of the show, is hearing them say Thorfinn.
Oh, yeah.
So good. Interesting name. Thorfinn, Thorgil, Thors. I mean, Thor it up. You know
oh,
what
yeah.
I'm saying? And then, like, in the dream, he says he's glad that his real life was all just a dream. Or, like, what his actual, the slavery portion. He's like, oh, I'm glad that was just a dream. And then he wakes up and is like, oh, shoot.
Hmm.
You hate to see it. That's like when you're having a good dream of you've already gone to work, most of your day's gone, and then you wake up and you're like, oh my God, I gotta start again. I already did all this. Horrific. And then it really goes from, like, that cool dream, and then the dreams were a huge part of this, because then we also had his continuous dream of why he was screaming in the middle of the night is, he's hanging on to this cliff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that most of his... Well, he was just having horror dreams in general, but then we get to this part where he's hanging onto this cliff. He's scratching his nails into this cliffside. Yikes. They know exactly what to do to bother
yeah.
me. And then he's, like, having this big mental battle as he's talking to Askeladd, and it's just really getting down to what he needs to do. Because with this, and obviously as human history has gone, there's been times in history where it's like just everything is done through violence. this is, it's so great that the show is put there, because then it really makes these leaps and bounds good, especially as he's interacting with Canute later on. But the thing with this dream is that he doesn't really need forgiveness from those around him, which is odd, because it's like, he's done some horrific stuff. No, it's just the world he's in. So most of the forgiveness in this show is actually having to come from himself and him having to get right with himself. Super cool. I thought, I was not expecting the show to go there.
Mm-hmm.
So big ups. Yeah. Did you have any favorite parts of this one? Scenes that stuck out, I guess.
I liked what you mentioned. I always love a good farming show. But I just really enjoyed, and I said it multiple times to the point where you were probably annoyed with me, but, you know, we got the little motorcycle MAPPA intro before every episode.
Yeah.
And, man, you can tell. I'm like, holy, this looks just like Attack on Titan in some moments. They animated it or did, like, certain facial expressions or shadowing. I was like, I would forget, like, that I was watching Vinland Saga, and I would think for a second I was watching Attack on Titan.
Exactly.
Which I love the art style of Attack on Titan. So visually, very stunning. Loved how this season was drawn and animated. It was very well done.
Top notch. Again, that's why it was nominated. So that's at least good. Get some eyes on it. Maybe get some people to say, I should probably watch this. We were those people that were, you know, silly enough to hold off, but. Yeah, just vibes this entire season. Getting so many memorable characters added in too.
Mm-hmm.
The master of the farm, I forget what his name is.
Kettle.
His father, just being a straight G, helping them out. And it's just like, you're just seeing all the walks of life and how they all intermingle on this small little sample size that is this farm.
Mm-hmm.
Which again, so cool. It's a mirror of society, man. But no, I mean, it's truly, it's truly really cool. The entire Arnheed portion of the show, devastating.
Yes.
And then even oddly enough, even though I hated his face, the Kuwabara lookalike.
Olmar.
What was that?
Olmar. His younger son.
Olmar's a little chode boy. Was not. That's a big glow up right there, because I couldn't stand him.
Yeah.
But there it is, our little thing of change. Eventually, he's just a good dude. He's just in the wrong family. You know what I mean? He's just not one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Nor was his dad. His dad's a big chode head anyway, so.
I mean, was cool up until he got back to the farm.
Yeah, started kicking some folks. Not good. Not good at all. A lot of good outlets towards the narrative anger. Especially as the viewer, it's like, first we're angry at all of the residents, or not, what were they called?
Oh, retainers.
The retainers. And it's like, man, why are they messing with people? Just let them thrive. And da 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 da. And we're just going through this whole thing. It was a pretty darn packed 24 episodes for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Which is again, something we're looking for and all that good stuff. Olmar, the scene where his brother, Thorgil?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Thorgil, sorry, the names in the show, if they don't confuse you too, please give me some patience. Thorgil coming up from the ocean, coming behind Canute.
Oh. I was really hoping in that instance that was going to be the end of Canute, because I'm like, that would be so dope. And it unfortunately wasn't.
And, not to be Mr. thematic for literally everything in the entire show, but another thing I picked up on is, like, I was just a huge picking up on this series as being a victim of your surroundings kind of feel, because it's like, clearly Thorfinn's a good dude. Took him a while to get there, obviously a lot of bloodshed, and he's starting to feel obviously very apologetic about that. But it's like, the moment he was finally out of that, he's such a sweet dude. When he eventually sees his family, you just tell, it's like, man, life would have been so different if he wasn't in that circumstance. And then you've got Canute, who season one starts off as this wet blanket. And you're like, you know, I kind of like it, though. He's such a sweet dude. He won't become a terrible king. And just through becoming the king and having all this around him, and then he starts taking on this
thirst for power. And
it's just a role reversal that I was not expecting, to the point where, yeah, at the end, even though it was a little bit, you know, lackluster when they finally get to meet after Thorfinn takes the beating of a century, yeah. 100 hits.
Yeah.
And then ends up looking like some type of a deep sea fish by the time he's coming up talking to Canute, right?
Yeah.
And at that point, yeah, the viewer in me, I'm like, oh, I want him to like pop off or like do something here. But then when nothing happens and then the answer, which then even shocks everyone on screen of he's like, well, what if I do this? And Thorfinn's like, well, I'd just run.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, shit, dude, what is wrong with him? And I'm like, no, what's wrong with me? I think he's pretty darn good with his decision.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh. Makes me want to be, you know, more patient when I'm building a swing set with you.
Oh,
you
my know? God.
I'll tell you what. I gotta say, me and you are, this could just be my end. Maybe you think differently. I think we're great teamwork when it comes to building. Because that's always a joke. IKEA furniture. Oh, that'll get you a fight in your spouse.
That'll make divorce material right there.
I think we do projects around here pretty darn good. I think we're...
Except putting that slide on that swing set.
But the swing set that we put together today was just brutal. It was windy out, which that wasn't helping. But no, like... And then Faye also just being excited and wanting to play on it while you're building it. Not a good mixture, right? Yeah. We definitely... Our limits were tested. And I was going to thank my dad. My dad's the one who got it for Faye. And I was going to say, hey, appreciate the gift. Thanks. She loves it. And well, you thanks for the fight too, because you knew darn well us putting this together was not going to be fun.
Yeah. Right.
The way they do the instructions, I think that they pace it to get you pissed too.
Oh yeah.
They're having you do all the annoying stuff anyways, but now we got a little mini swing set. It's not like a big one, teeny tiny, which is great. Cause I didn't really want it to be something that was like, there's a section of our yard.
Sure. Because
that's
yeah.
what it is in this neighborhood. It's like, oh, they've got a swing set. That's the swing set portion of the yard. It's like, not me. Not today, dog.
Yeah.
So thanks, darling. I think we did well.
Yes. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Faye's dream work. I don't care about that swing set. Although, oh my gosh. She's being such a sweetie about it too. It came with one of those like circle
saucer swings. It's like a basket kind of thing.
Saucer swing.
It's new within the past like 3 years. They didn't have those when we were kids.
Nope. We just had that metal spider. You remember the spider on the playground? It was like four ladders that actually like it would start vertically, then go horizontal and then go vertical again.
Ooh.
And all four of them would meet in the middle.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, they got rid of those because kids were just snapping bones off of that thing.
No.
Yeah, I remember one of my buddies, we're only in like first, second grade. He's climbing to the top. He's hanging from his legs. I'm like, that kid's insane. Turns out he ends up becoming a bomb diffuser in the armed forces. So I'm like, yeah, I mean, it tracks. Yeah, of course, he's always been nuts.
Yeah.
Good on him. Big shout out to him, dude.
Dismantling those bombs.
Yeah. Gosh, what do you even think about?
Watch wire to cut, I guess.
And it's like, you know, I'm trying to put a little screw into the slide today. I'm getting so frustrated. I gotta stop. It's like, do you ever get that frustrated defusing a bomb? You think? Bomb this much?
We're not on an airplane.
Well, and they don't let us advertise our podcast anyway. So I guess forget it, right?
No. We're just two degenerates sitting in a basement. I mean,
talking
we can't
about
put
a
some ads
show?
On here.
Yeah, I know, right? And I think we even, it like lets you tailor in what you want the ads to be. And we put like gambling, alcohol. I'm like, well, there, just put those on there. Wouldn't even do that. I'm like, you're telling me a gambler can't listen to this show? Apparently not. I don't know. Anyways.
So I know you have a little bullet list over there.
No, it's...
I wasn't sure if you had any. What did you think of Einar's obsession over, these names, Arnhild, the girl? I felt like it was sweet at first, but once we found out that she was married, all bets are off. I'd be like, nyeh. You know, I feel like I couldn't tell sometimes where his priorities were. Was it to get her to be with her husband? Or, you know, and then I feel like when she was beat to crap and they got her on the wagon, they're trying to escape the farm.
Yeah.
At the end, I feel like he was just trying so hard to have her hold on. And I'm like, give this woman some peace. She just, like, she was pregnant with the master's child. Mm-hmm. So she's lost her pregnancy. She's already lost her firstborn son from her actual marriage.
Now lost her husband as well.
And lost her husband. So it's like, can you, like, you are the last on her priority list.
I think the it was a weird situation. I agree with you where it did get to a point where I'm like, can we just stop focusing on this? Because, you know, it's not what I'm interested in. But the rawness, obviously, with most of what this show is trying to do, you got to look at Einar's past, right? He lost his sister and his mom at a young age. He watched it happen as his village got pillaged and he got taken in. I think he's had a void of just any female presence in his life. I think he finally had one in with this nice talks that he fell so smitten and so in love with her that I don't think his goal was necessarily be with her. I think it was certainly the
companionship.
No, I think it was just help her get her happy at all costs. So he wanted her, I think, to wake up and still live because it's the human, it's just human nature to not want to die. Right. And obviously thinking living is more happy. So I think that even all the bad stuff was happening with her, he was able to like, be like, well, no, I still want you to stay alive so we can get out of here. So you can start living your happy life where it's like, no, the amount of stuff that happened to her. I mean, like, that was the last gift. Like, she was over it. She was even saying, I just need to go back, regain consciousness for 5 seconds, say thank you to them. And he's in shock at that point. You know, none of us are going to be able to put ourselves in that position, luckily. And so I don't know where this fictitious character's brain would be at, but no, I think it's just another loss and he was just flipping out about it. I think that'd be pretty brutal, you know?
Yeah, I guess you're right. I know.
I can still be annoyed with it for sure. That's just where I'm at. If you want to literally just boil down to he annoyed the shit out of me and he's a little bit of a weirdo, that works too, honestly.
I mean, I did love, what I'm going to say after love isn't, I enjoyed the presentation of when she's in and out of consciousness and her husband too, when she's got him on the wagon. And him seeing his son, dude, don't do that to me. I'm a mom. And like their son, because obviously he's presumably dead after her original village was pillaged and she was taken into slavery. But when the husband is running towards their son and he's, I don't know, maybe he says like you're home or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, like that. Oh, I got the goosebumps. Like when you bring dead children or like when your parents are dead, like, and they have young children I'm done. I can't handle it. So the whole scene with the husband passing on and then poor Arnhild, like having him in her lap on the wagon, I couldn't handle it. And then when she's coming full circle, and then she's in the wagon holding the newborn baby, like a presumably a little baby.
Yeah. Well, and talk about it. That's a great example of what Vinland does great is it does not think that its audience is stupid. They could have said, and then and granted, that's kind of what they're doing. They're saying, here's your answer, but they keep it loose where it's like we're asking ourselves after she took this beating, it's like, oh my gosh, I hope she didn't lose the child. And to present it not in a way of like someone telling her she's lost it or something kind of
showing it
gritty,
you know,
like that, like the show, they pick and they choose their good, sweet moments. And when they're showing kind of that afterlife thing, it is so sad because they show you the baby in the afterlife, shit. But you see the sweetness of the family together. Yeah. I mean, it's huge. Anime. It's like you'd think, okay, I'm in my parenthood, probably just stop watching anime because I know it's just a bunch of, you know, horny weirdos. I mean, good amount of it is, right? But then, man, I've noticed a lot of the shows we're watching, they know what they're doing for the parents. And obviously, I think that's kind of what our podcast and the folks that are listening to, several of the people we've listened to at the very least are like parents who also watch anime. It's like, man, These shows, am I right? I'm hoping you guys have those same feelings as us because, yeah, it hits a little different.
Well, you got to pick your poison, right? Obviously, Jujutsu Kaisen isn't going to, or like a My Hero Academia, all of the these popular shows that are meant for the young yuppities, which fine, I enjoy those too, but.
Yeah, it was a great watch. Just again, it's just not like.
It doesn't feed that emotional, I guess, part of you like Vinland Saga or. I know Violet Evergarden was really big for us. 86 was really big. Like getting you with those complicated emotional situations where you really have to kind of look inward, as you've said earlier, and kind of make your own. You got to battle it out with yourself. It's not just like a My Hero Academia. Like, here you go. Open your mouth and enjoy this, you know.
Which is some good. No, there's some messages in there, too. Like, believe in yourself and a plus ultra for all of us, right? Not to discount any of it. I think shonens will have their own. I think some people need motivation. And shonen's the motivation thing. You know, you see people when they're fully down and then they're getting back up. Vinland, however, man, let's talk about get the come up. Todofin going from Mr., you know. Slaying people and now
saving people,
sowing seeds, trying to find Vinland and stuff. Just great. It's just good stuff. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Trying to think of anything else that really like stands out in more of a discussion sense. Not really.
Gosh, I'm sure there's more stuff we could explore with Canute. I loved the disturbing use of in the shadowy corner seeing his dad's severed head was very cool.
Oh yeah, the literal past coming back to haunt him and like fully like it's just history repeating itself and it's yeah no really gruesome way of showing it but awesome because his dad's face was in fact gross. between the kind of just nice calm of the show. It was really nice to just have a show that...
It was calm until it wasn't.
Yeah, calm until it wasn't for sure. Yeah, exactly right. It's those little pockets, and that's why we're going to end up talking about it, but we did finally start up Mushoku Tensei Season 1, a show that, like, and we'll talk about it more on there. Ugh. Just, again, it's just anime being anime, and I think I'm growing out of it, but it's used super effectively, him being the weird pervo. Is showing me that that character is developing in a great way. And I got to tell you, I've heard people say, oh, Mushoku Tensei is like the isekai. And I can't say that just yet. We're not far enough into it, but I'm seeing signs of it because it's like a lot of the isekais will watch. It's like, oh no, I'm now in this other world. Well, I need to get powerful and I need to defeat this boss. And this, there's nothing about like personality. Mm. It's more so just like, I need to do this. Here's my goal, which is great. He doesn't really have that goal. It's more so a kid just being thankful. Not kid, he's old. This dude is just, he's actually taking the time and being thankful for his second chance. Still doing some weird shit, not liking that, but like,
yeah.
He's trying to improve as a person in the next one. It's like, that's just awesome. So I'm digging it for sure.
Hey, don't discount my Eileen and taming, you know, my taming show.
You can't even say the name of the show.
Oh my gosh. So I'm taming a final boss.
Who could even remember these names?
Yeah.
Someone's pushing up their glasses right now. Me, I can. Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. But no, it's just, it's nice.
Good.
Makes you want to, and especially Vinland and the, like these type of time.
Oh, yes.
Time, what am I trying to say? Period, time like, periods. Mm-hmm. There we go. Man. I mean, there's already this upsurge in our age group. Like, technology's hit its like max, and we're like, "Geez, I'd like to just go homestead, have shit." We're already on that, and I think you're knocking out of the park. As I say, people are always complimenting, and this is I'm not doing this just to like circle jerk around here. But no, Daniel's the best cook in the world. I'm a little biased, I know. Cooking and just doing it all, like making bread. Big shout out to Jared and Kay on the bread maker, but. I thought like, oh, cool, bread maker, we're going to have bread. Then you went into the sourdough and you're doing all this stuff, but like I'm eating so good. And I just love some people around. I'm not going to go too into it, but like, it's just so funny. Some people like thinking we're weird because we like making cranberry juice, making the bread or like, you know, doing stuff where it's like, we're not saying it's bad to go buy cranberry juice, but imagine just drinking cranberry juice that you just made with cranberries,
two ingredients,
water,
three,
sugar.
Yeah.
Well, come on. What's wrong with you? Why don't you let your kid have the one with 58 ingredients? And it's like, because they can, but she can, but like, does she need it? No, chill, man. You know, let us have our sourdough, which, man, how nice does it feel to not be making sourdough every day now?
Oh, it's a labor of love for sure. I had to feed my starter yesterday and then I saw it on the counter. I'm like, I got to feed this thing again. Yeah,
throw it over the neighbor's fence.
Yeah, I don't know how people do it.
They become bakers. I mean, you saw the one chick on Instagram.
And you ignore your child.
Yeah. I mean, you have to. They have to just watch TV, eat Taco Bell. Oh, that's what it's all about. Okay, cool.
Do we want to? Are we done with Vinland? Do we want to briefly talk about the...
Let's rip a little bit of these awards. I think we've hit a full spectrum of emotions thus far. Now let's see if we can be, you know... Oh, and last thing on Vinland, actually, love Leif coming back into the scene. The guy got snubbed the entire season one from Torfinn. So it was nice that, like, there was a little bit more of like a genuine.
And we really didn't talk about Thorfinn actually coming home and no one believing it was him.
Oh, his sister sucks. I know she had to take on that role, but that was so annoying.
Yeah. And how long did they say it was? Maybe
3 years. I'm just kidding. Could you imagine?
10 or 12. I can't remember how many they said. And she was like, I didn't have, like, she was, didn't even remember she had a brother. It's like, you were in your teens. What do you mean you don't
mental
remember?
Mental block, honey.
I mean, I guess, yeah. But I thought that was kind of funny.
And who knows? They're just eating whale blubber or whatever the shit they're eating up there. So it's like, maybe
lots
that's not good for retention. You know?
Get the mercury.
Obviously, biggest thing here with the awards. Anime of the year. We had Bocchi the Rock, Chainsaw Man, Demon Slayer, Jujutsu Season 2, Oshi no Ko, Vinland Saga Season 2. Obviously, we're talking about Vinland Season 2 in quite a good way. So it's nice that it's up there. And I'm not even necessarily saying it should have won because there's so much popular stuff on here. Even Demon Slayer, I'm like, I thought that was going to maybe take it.
Mm-hmm.
Ochi, I didn't think that had a shot. Chainsaw Man, meh. So, I mean, it makes sense. Again, I'm not hating on Jujutsu Season 2. I enjoyed it thoroughly, but it goes to show the state of anime if that's the anime of the year, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if we... I know you got that list. We can go through this.
And One Piece taking best continuing series, stop it. I'm stoked for it, the fact that it can still be in the running and also take the win after this many seasons, but let someone else take a... You know,
well, I'm surprised. What Attack on Titan is that? Is it the final chapter?
Final chapter, special one, which, yeah, okay. Get that out of my face anyways. One Piece, go for it. That's great.
I don't know. They need their own category, I think.
Chainsaw Man won best new series.
Sure. I could see. Well, popularity contest also, you know.
Are you kidding me? Look, Heavenly Delusions there. I'm surprised you're not.
Well, of course.
Everyone was up that show's ass.
Of course. And look at but a lot of people got burned with Zom 100 with all the delays. But again, as I said before, Crunchyrolls is going to be a popularity contest with votes. So I could see Chainsaw Man winning.
Let's talk two of the upsets, though.
Yeah.
Suzume winning best film. That's great. Suzume, beautiful film. Typical Shinkai, was very fine enough with the story, everything great.
Not the best, but not the worst, Shinkai.
Yeah, certainly. But to tell me Kaguya didn't win over that? Are you kidding me?
That is, I think, the biggest upset for me.
100%.
Kaguya did not win a single thing, I'm pretty sure.
So stupid.
I got a list here where they were only nominated. The Kaguya movie was only nominated for best film and it did not win it. I am devastated by that.
I mean, these next three are kind of like personal devastations, because then best original anime, Buddy Daddy's one. Never watched it. Maybe it's dope.
I've heard it's good. I haven't watched
Akiba,
it.
Akiba, Maid War. That's just so different.
Oh, Akiba Maid War's on there? Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Which, I guess because it is just more of an action thing with guns, but like just what a fun
but
concept.
It was so unique. Yeah.
So great.
Mm-hmm.
Best animation go to Demon Slayer. Did we expect anything less? But
I mean, it was pretty dope.
Mob Psycho 100 Season 3. Come on.
Ooh.
When Mob Psycho goes off, it goes off.
Oh, Trigun Stampede's on there. Interesting.
People were,
They liked it. I don't like the animation. I don't think I'll ever be able to watch it.
I might try it eventually.
You could do that solo, though. I'll watch Buddy Daddy's.
Okay. I'll watch the other one. Yeah, no. So overall, I mean, I think the most of the disappointment from the list doesn't come across. So it's not like unexpected. We expected everyone who won pretty much, but it's just like, you're really hoping for something else. And just when it doesn't come to fruition, you're like, yeah, okay, whatever.
When Jujutsu Kaisen wins 9 different categories, 9, that
it's a joke.
Is bonkers.
Best cinematography, my butthole.
Yeah, no.
No.
We talked about it and someone had mentioned it to us, like, yeah, it started off great and then it just goes downhill. I could see that a little bit. It got, you know, not, I wouldn't say sloppy, but it wasn't as fan service, like really tight cinematography as it was in the beginning. Don't think they should have won that.
No.
And
here's the thing. I'm not even a Heavenly Delusion guy, but I think that just was way more cinematic than Jujutsu Kaisen.
I mean, if we're talking about, see, maybe I don't understand cinematography, but I think Vinland Saga season 2 was pretty cinematic with a lot of the atmosphere, like this atmosphere talk, is that more a
it's
different
basically
category?
Just treatment of the camera.
Okay.
Which, don't get me wrong, Jujutsu is doing some very interesting stuff in the cinematography game, but it's like, I don't know, Chainsaw Man's had some really cool breakdowns between some of their things that they were doing. Vinland looked great. I would just boil down to cinematography. I just think of as just like, it's just like how that imagery is delivered.
Okay.
And none of Jujutsu Kaisen for me, again, for me, chill out, JJK homies. Nothing came from how that information was delivered. It's just them delivering the information. Whereas Vinland Saga, as we said, the way they delivered the death of the child later in the show, Chainsaw Man, the way that they're, you know, delivering the bleakness of what's going on with the characters based on where they're putting that camera. I don't know.
I think, at this point, people are, when they're voting, they're just seeing Jujutsu Kaisen. They're just clicking it, you know, even if they don't.
Hey, you know what, though? I don't want to come. It's not like I don't have any.
I wish we had an official. Do they do an official, not Crunchyroll, anime awards? Like something that's kind of like the Oscars that's.
I don't think so. No, I think this is it. I think it's just the internet doing their thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Again, you know, I've got no stake in any of these shows. I'm not really too butthurt about it. It's just like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's more to anime than Jujutsu Kaisen, personally.
Yeah. I can agree.
We've been all over the place with this one. You know.
That's
what else is going on?
Nothing much.
Started the two shows. So we already said Mushoku Tensei. What's the other show that we're ripping? Why am I blanking?
Oh my gosh. Zom 100. We started
One. Zom 100. We started episode 1 there. So.
Yeah. And then just ran with Mushoku Tensei. But But no, the reason why we couldn't do an episode last week, not that we need to explain anything to you guys.
We do though. No, I'm just kidding.
But so we are going to be having a baby in June. So Faye had to be evicted from the nursery. And she's now currently in her new big girl room. So we got her bed in the mail. Tom and her last weekend went to Walmart, got her a mattress.
Got her bed sheet set. Mm-hmm. Walmart's sick, dude.
Yeah, Walmart. We just went to Walmart. It was pretty dope. But so Sunday, Tom put the bed together. And then Sunday, it was able to air out enough. She slept in there her first night. I'm like, well, let's just move the dresser and the nightstand in there, and then it just escalated. Then I'm vacuuming all the corners.
Then I'm getting her ready. She's so excited. The big thing was, because we fully committed to put her in the new room, which she was ecstatic. I forget that, because I for some reason I can't bring myself back. I don't know if I'm losing my the child in me here, but like, do you remember back when like you're 12 and spring comes around and you're like, Mom, can I move my room around? And then like you move your dresser, move your bed, you do all this stuff.
Unfortunately, the room I grew up in had only one configuration.
Oh.
That I could really do.
Anyways, anyone else cool out there? No, like I would just move the bed to a different spot, move things around. And it's just the excitement where you're like, it's like I just moved an apartment. Mm-hmm. This is great. This is awesome. So I forgot that a 2-year-old going from a small room into a big one with all this space, all this room for activities, as a certain movie would say. Of course she didn't want to sleep. So yeah, it came to about 10 o'clock. She was still up. I looked at you and I'm like, no, there's no way.
Yeah.
No way we're recording. I love this podcast. I do, but it's not paying us. Well, it's paying us in friends, but now we're all right. So we very much appreciate the patience you guys give us. As we always say, it's a hobby. It's a really fun hobby. And we're glad to be sharing it with you guys. So that's that. A bag of chippies, though, I think.
Yeah, I think we gotta get our said daughter up from her nap, actually.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we're over the nap.
And I think...
She's probably up chilling over there.
Yeah, I took my headphone off to see if I could... I can't hear anything, but...
She's like, my parents have disappeared. It's actually the scariest moment out there.
Yeah.
So anyways, on that note, if you've made it to this point, you must be a great friend of the show. We don't deserve you, but here you are. Anyways, thank you for the continued support and thank you for being a real cool homie. So thank you. We're massive fans of you and we hope that you're somewhat fans of us. Danielle, any closing thoughts?
Nope. Nothing. Bye, guys.
Oh, okay. We're getting holy cow.
You gave me a pause, so I wasn't sure about to do it myself.
We really need to go get her from her nap. I can sense it. All right. Well, Danielle, you've already sent him out, but send him out one more time, would you?
Bye, guys.